That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. Happy October and happy full moon. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And I do have some very good energy tonight about the new moon in Aries, which is considered the first full moon of the year, according to the astrological chart, and about Pluto moving out of its retrograde into its power play. And I am taking phone calls tonight, so we're going to start off with Gretchen from Vermont, and we'll speak to her for a moment. Hello, Gretchen. How's my little Larry's doing?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
What can I do for you?
Well, I was curious what's coming up, what my guides or my higher energies have to say to me.
No, we're not doing that tonight. I answer the questions about what's coming in the next month or so, but I'm
perfect.
Not getting greedy.
That would be great.
Give me a focus question.
Family.
That's not a focus question. Focus more.
I think I'm looking at relationships, different relationships with family, whether they're immediate family or your larger family, and how to kind of connect with them. What would be the best way?
Well, the best way to connect with your family, and I'm glad you asked that question, Gretchen, is to go inside and have a talk with their essence. You talk to their essence inside. And you're very powerful right now. You've got your sun in Aries, and you're being hit tonight by both Jupiter and the full moon. So you really could speak from your heart to their heart, and they'll get it. You don't have to say it to them in person. They'll get it. And that's so important. Do you know what time you were born, or do you know your rising sign?
Cancer. I was 10:30, I believe, is my time. Is my birth time. It's Cancer.
Well, Cancer rising is the mother. So you're asking about family, and you would, because family is very important to a Cancer rising. But you also have to remember that that's a cardinal sign, and that that's being affected as we go through the two eclipses and Mars retrograding. So you're going to have some good things coming, some good energy coming, and you might have some controversial energy coming, but you need to remember that you can work that out with love. Sometimes other people around you are frustrated about things, and they don't know how to express it right, which happens to me all the time. And just listen. What are you feeling? Ask them. What are you feeling? What are you trying to say? I'm listening. And then don't respond to them. Just listen to them. So many of us want to get into a defensive mode. I didn't do that, or I didn't mean that. That's got to stop. What you want to do is just go into their feelings. And then with love, you can work it out. I feel you strengthening your family. I think there's a man that you need to get closer to. It feels like either a husband or a father. Is that true?
I don't see my father at all. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, there's a man you need to get closer to. And there's a reason you don't see your father. But I will tell you, is it possible for you to try to let go of the resentment?
Yes.
Because when you do that, you'll be able to have a nice balanced relationship with other men in your life. Your main parents are your main challenge in life. When you're born into parents that you chose as a soul. So if there is distancing from them, you have to ask yourself why, and what are you supposed to be learning from it? Now, sometimes you're just learning to pull away from that vibration, that you don't want to be in that vibration in this lifetime. And that can be good, but not with resentment, not with craziness, just with blessings and feeling sorry for their pain and working through it. You know what I'm saying, Gretchen?
Yes, yes, yeah, I do.
It's so important.
And listen also to family. And I guess listen and silent have the same letters. So by being quiet around them, I can listen to them.
And don't bite into what they're feeding you. Like they may say something to you to try to throw you off. And your answer can be, thank you for sharing. Or, I didn't know you felt that way. I'm glad you trusted me enough to say that to me. Instead of coming back, comment. Yeah, it is interesting.
Okay.
It really works well. Thank you so much for calling. Let's find out, Gretchen. I hope I can work with you again someday.
Thank you.
So tonight we're talking about Pluto coming out of retrograde, which is transforming our government in a huge way. And it very strongly affects two prominent people, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, both at the same time. Jupiter is at 2 degrees of Cancer in Trump's chart. Biden has Jupiter at 2 degrees Cancer, and Trump has his Venus at 2 degrees Cancer. Of course, they're in different houses in their charts, but it is a struggle and a power play. Biden's Jupiter is in his 8th house, and Trump's Venus is in the 11th house. So the Venus in the 11th house is going to bring admiration and perhaps a new way of looking at Mr. Trump, whereas Biden in his 8th house is going to make him want to grab for power, because it involves other people's money, it involves taxes, and of course we know what he's doing about taxes. And it's very, very interesting to see the actions of the people when you know the energy is there. And what I'm trying to show you is that the astrology does affect it. It's so powerful. Jupiter is causing scandals in both of these individuals, depending on what side of the law and who you root for. the Democrats will never leave Trump alone until he simply can't do anything anymore. And they just may try to get him there through their tactics. That doesn't make them honest or truthful, but through their tactics, they may try to get him there. But Mr. Trump is going to do something from all of this craziness, and it's not over yet. The true legal issues have just begun. The new moon is in the same sign and conjunct Jupiter, which can bring luck and good fortune. But with Uranus square Saturn and Pluto turning direct at the same time, we have to be careful. Now is a good time to travel, but just make sure you get back before the eclipse on October 25th. A lot of people are away this weekend. As a matter of fact, they're up here in New Hampshire. We've had the Fall Foliage Festival, and it really is beautiful. Always the second week in October, it's beautiful up in this area. So people are coming up here to enjoy it, and it's been very nice. There's a lot of crazy events coming up after October 17th, which is next week, at the end of that week, as we go in towards the eclipse. Because Aries represents new beginnings, this moon, along with the Pisces full moon of last month, will finish up your endings for you so that your new beginnings can start to move along. All the things that have been heating up, crashing away in your life are coming to a close. We're finally finding some closure, and that's a relief. It's a relief to put an end to something. It's a relief to make a decision and to either bring something totally into your life or have something totally end in your life. It's always a relief not to struggle with it anymore. Being in the sun sign of Libra, this energy will affect your relationships because Libra rules justice, fairness, and relationships. If they have been uncomfortable, distance, critical, and unloving, then you need to walk away from that. Then you know it's a sign of closure. Sometimes we need closure in so many areas of life. We're all coming to a place of closure, completion, and feeling emotionally that things are where they should be finally. Mercury moves back into Libra right at the full moon. Did you see that full moon? It's absolutely gorgeous. It's huge. Just huge and beautiful and bright. It's time to put your property up for sale. As the saying goes, put your property up for sale on the new moon. While the new moon is increasing in light, that's when the property will sell. Of course, this is a full moon, so now you're going to have to wait until November for the new moon. It's good for putting things on the market. It's good for putting things up for sale, for going out on Facebook and selling a few things, or on eBay. Sales will come to a completion quickly. Anything you've wanted to complete, the first half of October is the time to work on it. Finalize it, but you still have a few days left. The 13th, 14th, and 15th, you have beautiful aspects between Mercury and Jupiter, and Mercury has finally moved forward. So this is the time. This is the time for sales. This is the time for a little travel, and it's the time to put an ending to things. This is sort of the last time to get anything done before the abrasive period begins. And the abrasive period is going to last through mid-March. So enjoy this time and use it wisely. Travel, communicate with family, work on your sales. If you have any spare cash to invest, you can go into the market. Now is the time, as long as you don't need to sell it soon, because it's going to take you a year or so to realize some money out of the market. So slowly does it and do it with a lot of thought and a lot of planning. It's a good time to focus on healing right now, especially with relationships. Do whatever you can to bring them into balance, because with everything that's coming, you're going to need each other and family members to get through it all. We have the full moon in Aries tonight. This will be very active and a pivotal month. as well as November of 2022. The energy is mounting up to the crescendo that's happening at the end of the month, and I've been talking about this a long time. The Saturn-Uranus square is returning, and it will be felt for the first day, 10 days of October. We are well into this energy now, and we'll be feeling it all the way into November. This is the clash between the old world and the new. The past, centralization, and the new, decentralization. Everything I've talked about all year. You may want to go into the archives and download some of the shows, because I've been very detailed. Historically, this is an aspect that's strongly linked to financial turbulence. The last time we had a hard aspect between Saturn and Uranus was in September, October, and November of 2008. And we all remember that financial crisis. Then we had an opposition, 2015. And now we have what's called the waning square, the final closing square, the ending square of this cycle. Just like Pluto moving through the last few degrees of Capricorn, it's a closing cycle. And it's closing off the old world, the old way of thinking, and the old way of being. Uranus is in Taurus until 2026, but it's highlighted at the moment because it's square to Saturn and because it is conjunct the North Node, our destiny node. For instance, within just this month, the market crashed 40-year low, and the British pound crashed to a 51-year low against the dollar. Plus, all the British pounds and coins will have to be changed because we have a new king. We're seeing a lot of turbulence in the whole wide world, financial markets right now. And be aware that this is likely to continue for the next few months. Uranus is conjunct the North Node in Taurus, and this nodal axis, the Taurus-Scorpio axis, is the financial axis. Taurus is about money, wealth, and currencies in general. Scorpio is the South Node, and it's about big money, secret money. It's about investments, backstage deals, money, secret money, and bank money. And we're releasing anything that's not for our highest good at the Scorpio end. The national debt and all this pent-up energy. Those things in the financial system, they may have some toxicity around them. Scorpio is linked to toxicity, and this can be in our bodies, and it can be in chemicals, or in the toxicity of our thoughts. So really watch your thoughts and make sure that you try to keep up your vibration. It's going to be very, very, very important. There may be some toxicity in the financial systems that's coming to light around this time. Scorpio can bring up a sense of betrayal. There is something that we've always trusted in the past, and something happens that can really make us lose trust very rapidly and radically. We're going to be seeing a lot of it. Actually, this is what we've expected to see with astrology at this time, and we've expected to see it for several years. I talked about this on Let's Find Out in 2017, as well as on Coast to Coast, those New Years, 17, 18, and 19, is a part of the upcoming crescendo. So you have to plan accordingly. Now we're going to take a break to listen to our weekly cosmic tip, and hopefully you'll get an idea of what you can do for yourself this week. We'll be back right after this message. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of October 10th through October 16th, 2022. If you can get past the multitude of challenges midweek, then it should be a pretty positive week for you. On Monday, communications planet Mercury moves into Libra, the sign that it was in that when it went retrograde on September 9th. This both helps diplomatic communications in relationships as well as getting life moving again, through new things as Mercury moves out of the shadow of its retrograde on the 17th. Tuesday afternoon supports constructive efforts as the life-giving Sun makes harmony with the hard-working Saturn. Any chores or work should be a breeze. However, there are challenges overnight, Tuesday into Wednesday, that advise you to see things as they really are, upsets and burst illusions, so that overextending yourself can be avoided. And there will be some upsets and illusions as we go through next week, worldwide. It may be that the North American time zone energy has a restless sleep vibration or creates exhausting dreams. It depends on where you're located. Wednesday brings a whole lot of mess. The best laid plans could suddenly be laid aside because of a lunar conjunction with a Uranus, creating sudden happenings and unexpected, while squaring Saturn. That can be a little tough. This can deplete your energy due to a square between Mars and Neptune. It can be easy to feel anxious and overwhelmed, making it difficult to know where and when you can begin to get back on course. Break each chore down to the smallest task and try to focus. Put one step in front of the other. That's what I keep saying to myself when I have these challenges. One step in front of the other. Proceed slowly until a more clear thinking energy returns on Thursday. The moon is in Gemini on Thursday and Friday, and it's a good time to catch up on calls, emails, and tending to your short, quick projects. A lunar trine with Mercury on Thursday makes it a great day for brainstorming and negotiations. Friday's balance is strengthened by a lunar grand trine pulling on the Sun, Venus, Saturn, and Mars. Cooperation and enthusiasm fill the air, making it possible for a great amount of work to be done without getting into any squabbles or even breaking a sweat. If you have some projects hiding under that dust, pull them out and work with them today. Because all your energy will be flowing and you'll be enjoying your creativity. Feel really good and maybe you can create something just spectacular. This is a day when you could write a great poem or a beautiful song within 20 minutes. Saturday brings more energetic energy as the moon conjuncts Mars, but don't push yourself or overdo it, because this aspect makes a T-square to Jupiter, and that's when you really can stretch yourself and do more than you should or can. Best to slow down to avoid any injury or burnout. The moon is in Cancer on Sunday. It's great for family and good food. The Sun makes harmony to Mars, so this helps you have a physical energy to do the things that have to get done. It is also good for exercise and ambition, but it's not so good for just sitting still. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And we are talking about Pluto moving out of its retrograde and going stationary. Now, Pluto does move very slowly, so whatever energy it brings will last a little longer than other planets that move. The banks will be under pressure. Stock markets worldwide will be under pressure in a big way, because it's the end of a cycle. The closing square between Saturn and Uranus, and this is the third time, the first one was in 2020. It's going to be good to have this energy gone once and for all. It's also a very revolutionary energy. For instance, if you're looking at what's happening in Iran, it's not just riots and demonstrations. It's an entire revolution. People of all backgrounds and of all ages are on the street saying, enough of this regime. With Uranus, we want revolution. We want freedom and independence. Clashing against Saturn, the older order, the top-down structure. Do it by the book. Get in line. Keep quiet. Particularly linked to governments. To an astrologer, it's really crystal clear to see how all of this is playing out in every nation. We're going to see a shift of energy in October. Mercury just moved forward. Pluto moves direct. And Saturn turns direct on the 23rd. Pluto and Saturn will continue moving direct until they change signs next spring. Saturn moves from Aquarius to Pisces next spring, and Pluto moves from Capricorn to Aquarius. Huge energy changes next spring. We're going to be barreling down until we reach that point, which is March 23rd, 2023. And that'll be a big, huge energy shift. And I even talked about that the other weeks, not really saying that it's because of Pluto and Saturn, but that is the reason. The big, big acceleration of the collapse of the old order will be in the next 2 to 3 months. I personally believe this is going to be an accelerated breakdown to breakthrough. And it has all the purpose. Remember the big picture. It does have a purpose. It's focus. This energy is tough and it's focus. The big picture is the biggest evolutionary jump for humanity ever in any of our lifetimes. That's how big it is. So remember, whatever challenge or discomfort we're going through, keep your eyes on the big picture because that's where we're headed. Don't go running into the obstacles, and there will be a lot of obstacles in the next few weeks. Focus on the outcome. Focus on what you want to get to, not what seems to be in the way. A lot is coming, a lot of craziness, a lot of lies, a lot of trying to worm their way out of things. You're going to be surprised. Pluto remains at 26 degrees Capricorn all month, and it's drilling down. It turns around, and then it moves ahead very slowly. The symbolism is always magnified during its turnaround phase, which is on the 8th. So if you have any planets or ascendant in a cardinal sign, Aries, Libra, Cancer, Capricorn, at 25 to 27 degrees, you are going to feel the intensity of control in some area of your life. The area will show in your birth chart, and you can always contact me for a reading if you want to know what's going on in that house with that planet. So we have this great intensity with Pluto, and we're likely to see this play out in the world stage with assertions of power from powerful leader and powerful governments around the world. Don't be surprised if you see this, and be very aware and discerning of what's true and what's not true. We have a full moon in Aries now, but remember the upcoming eclipses at the end of the month and early November. Eclipses bring us permanent change. This area is more than likely the financial area. Expect it. Know that the purpose of this can get quite messy, even though it will eventually get us to a better place. Now, I want to give you an example of what I call the Biden surprise. I do know that this is being planned, and to me, it happens to be very upsetting. Joe Biden wants to win this midterm election. He'll do anything, and he doesn't feel like he has that much to work with. So he is planning on creating a scare with a nuclear attack. He's going to make everybody think that we're going to get bombed by nukes. There's only one trouble. It's all going to be fake. Now you can get very mad at me for that. You can send somebody to my door and pound on my door. And you can yell and scream all you want. But I'll tell you this. You can't lie. You can't change it. This is the energy. This full moon is at 16 degrees Aries. And it's happening tonight as we speak. Aries is a warrior sign, and it's about courage. It's about bravery. It's about your pioneering spirit. And if you're here on Earth now, you're a pioneer of the Earth. You're a pioneer of the new earth. Just think what a legacy that will be. Be sure to be proud of yourself as you look back on this period of time. Proud of your thinking, proud of your actions. You're moving forward to create a new earth. Be very aware that you are forming a new legacy for your future ancestors and future people coming in as a pioneer. And that might help you reframe where you are right now. Aries is also about resilience. It's a sign of great resilience. As I said on New Year's Day, 2022 was going to be the year where we stand in our strength, courage, and resilience. Along with this strong and assertive full moon, we have Pluto, the planet of power and the underground, going stationary direct. And this is one of its strongest expressions. So we can see a lot of assertive power going on around the world at this time. Remember, when a planet goes stationary direct, that's when it can show its worst side. And Pluto rules the underworld, the underground, the darkness, the graves, the ghosts. That's why we have Halloween. So stay at peace and stay calm. The more we can do this, the better we'll get through this. The energy present is standing for the individual. Everybody needs to be heard. We're standing for the individual, not the group, not the government, not what the power says, but for what who each person is and what each person needs. Nobody gets excluded. It's a very inclusive community. It fights against justice. It fights against inequality. It's running up against this top power, this top downward power of the government, Pluto. The Aries full moon is conjunct Chiron, and that is the planet of healing. So it's shining a bright light on issues around health and healing, but also around sickness. Remember that a full moons are culminations, they're closures, or they reveal something that you were not aware of. See where your 16 degrees Aries shows up for you. The moon and Chiron conjunct, and they're linked to sickness and healing and health issues. The sun and Venus, opposite in Libra, are linked to the law and justice. I'll give you an example. My 16 degrees Aries is in my house, fourth house of home. And my son is also an Aries. My son, the boy that just came from China. So what we did was we got him back into the United States, and that was a health issue. That was a healing issue. And it was around toxic sickness, because if he had stayed there, he would have come to harm. That's an example of how this works. And, of course, it's linked to law and justice. It was linked to him getting out of the country and to his passport and all that type of thing. So I wanted you to have an example of how this works in individual lives. We could be seeing some government issues around sickness and health. We'll see what energies come out of this within the next week. Pluto rules transformation, so there could be a sudden death because of sudden health issues to one of our leaders. Perhaps a health issue that nobody was aware of before. This is also a potential for peace. Aries is a sign of war, but Libra is a sign of peace. There could be some kind of a peace treaty at this time. So pray and focus on that. Remember, it's our thoughts and our interactions with astrology that gives energy and power to the collective consciousness. It's nothing about us personally, but our inter-reaction and co-reaction that can help to make it real and help to make it heal. Something to point out here is that Mars is in Gemini and will be for 7 months. It's a very, very long time for Mars to be in a sign. What it does in Gemini is it energizes the mind, which is very good if you're a writer or doing something where you need a lot of mind energy, for example, mathematics, research, science. However, it can also energize the amount of information coming through from the center of the galaxy, from the universe. there's a lot of fact and information coming down as well as buried facts coming up to the surface. Mercury is square to Mars in Virgo, and Mars is in Gemini. So both Virgo is ruled by Mercury, and Gemini is ruled by Mercury. So the emphasis is certainly on getting to the truth, clearing facts, and learning new information. There will be a desire to prove, to analyze, to shift, to discern what is true and what is not, to dot the I's and cross the T's. Everything must be right. The feeling is that it all has to be correct. No more mistakes, no more lies, no more exaggerations, no more saying this is true when they know it really isn't. However, we're really in a T-square with Virgo and Gemini and Pisces because of Neptune. Pisces makes it the T-square. The planet of deception and illusions is Neptune in Pisces. Mercury in Virgo opposing Neptune in Pisces is beautiful if you want to use your imagination, creativity, or dreamy-eyed ideas, but it's not great for clarity. It can bring in fog. What's true and what's not true? There are so many details, so many layers, and Mars will energize the fog. Mars square Neptune is good for spiritual actions. It's good for meditation, for yoga, for Tai Chi, all these etheric things in your aura that get energized. So we'll have to have the strong determination to really find out what's right. And Mercury also trines Pluto, so there will be an urge to dig deep, to get to the truth. And some of this is going on now, in the background. Now, also, there's more. Jupiter is on the nodal axis. It's aspecting Mercury, and this is excellent for the writer. It's fabulous. It brings us big ideas. It brings us movies. It brings us epics. Big philosophical ideas, big visions for the future, but it will exaggerate as well. It will enlarge whatever information is coming in and make it look worse than it really is. Whatever information is coming into us will be very important for the world because whatever comes out of it will be on the world stage, front and center. But it will be difficult to get to the truth, to get to what's really right. So instead of getting all mixed up and crazy with all this information coming in, just drop into your heart. Get out of your buzzy mind and drop to your heart. Get out of the mind. I've got to get it right. I've got to get it right. Stop and take a deep breath and remember that the best judge of truth is the heart. The heart will know what's best when it comes to your intuition. Remember, the heart has 40,000 neurons in it. It's actually been called the little brain, but it is a much better judge intuitively of the truth, always. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now we're going to listen to our station break and a wonderful song by Elizabeth Hepburn, written by an American Indian by the name of Jonathan Trueblood. The name of the song is And Peace Begins. Let's listen to it.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
In far-off lands, it happens here where we are living, and all it takes is our forgiving. It has to start with you and me. We tell the truth, we play it fair. We learn to care, and peace begins. A helping hand, a friendly smile. We talk a while, and peace begins. A promise made, a promise kept. We say we will, and so we do it. We take a vow, and
that is one beautiful song. Elizabeth Hepburn, and Peace Begins. Remember, when you fall into your heart, that when the best truth comes to you, follow your intuition and follow your little brain. The heart is a much better judge intuitively of the truth. This is going to be a hot period. Remember, October and November are massive. It can be quite assertive, quite explosive. It's going to get into big power. And just know that everything you're seeing is not the truth. Some might be, but some not, because there's that fog. Do not leap into everything being the truth. I really want to shout that for you. Stay in your truth. Stay in your heart. Cling to your family and your community. And take one deep breath after the other. You will get through this. You will be okay. Stay on your eagle perch. You know, the eagle always likes to go to the top of the tree and look down. Have objectivity. Have perspective. Stay calm. And remember that whatever you're feeling, whatever you're putting out into that world, is what you are creating for your future. So if you quantum entangle your fear, your negative emotions, with whatever is running around you, you're going to get a frequency to match that energy. And it could be a little bit biting and a little bit painful. It's going to bounce back to you very quickly. It's like a radio. If you tune into hard rock, you're going to hear hard rock. But if you tune into the classics, you will hear the classics. As we move forward into our future, we are creating a frequency mode, one to match our own frequency. This is a principle. This is a natural law. I know we get caught up in this. We see or hear something and we say, is this really happening? Is this really true? Drop into your heart and your heart will tell you. Some of this energy coming can make us feel mentally obsessed. Mentally obsessed with all the facts and information, all the fear, all the mistruths, all the half-truths, all the planned untruth. And that can become a sickness. As we are on the axis of health and sickness, be careful not to fall into that trap. For sure, we're birthing a new financial system. Apart from Saturn, Uranus square, we also have the Sun in Scorpio, aligning a light on Taurus and the new financial system. Whatever breakdown that's happening in the financial system, know at the same time that the new system is being born and we are going back to the gold standard. Gold is the money of God. It's always been and probably always will be. We don't have to wait to get to the end of the collapse to begin the new system. Get your gold now. Plan now. Many of you know that the new system of many kinds are being born. There's more than one new system that's being born. Sharing, trading, growing your food, taking care of others, making sure that you're stocked up with both health supplies and food supplies. Look at the People's Health Alliance. That's an organization around the world. Look at the People's Food and Farming Alerts and Community Support. That's all forming. New systems are forming. Look at the delivery services. That's all forming new. These things are bursting upon us and they're storming ahead because it's the right time. It's the right time for these things. Saturn in Aquarius, new realistic systems and networks are going on for our future. Uranus and Taurus, a new food production system, food, agriculture, and delivery. Taurus, very much based on community principles. This is just a beautiful expression of astrology. What an example of how we can all be supportive to each other and keep the universe floating onward and upward. This is going to go global. We're being taken back to the original organic principles. That's where we're headed. The reason for such obesity in this country is because we are not eating real food. And that's all going to change. Thanks heavens. This is really a momentous time in history that we are sharing right now. And I know many of you are feeling that. We really are creating our own reality every minute. And for your own peace of mind and your own state of being, as far as you are able to, stay in peace. Stay calm. Put like-minded people around you locally. That will be a big help to you. And you can connect with others online as well. And if you know nothing about the New Earth or what I'm referring to, the simple act of saying as much as you are able to in the emotions of joy, peace, love, gratitude, and appreciation will add to the entire holistic hologram which we are now creating. We are linking with people all over the world. We don't speak their language. We don't even know who they are. We don't know who they look like, how they walk, how they talk, what they wear. We don't know any of that. But nevertheless, our frequencies are matching. Every week on Let's Find Out, our frequencies are matching. To each and every one of you around the world, our frequencies are matching. When you listen to BBS Radio, you are telling yourself that you're listening and you want a better world. And with every other listener on this station, we are creating peace, a world of love, a world of compassion, abundance, of greater equability and balance. That's where we're all headed. If you think that this is just one little old you sitting at home, curled up on the couch, just trying to stay in your own state of being, just know that you are actually joining in the creativity because of the power of our thoughts and emotions. They go way beyond that which we can understand because we think it's invisible and doesn't affect anything. The owners and people that run this station got together first, the twins, and decided that they were going to create something that would give back to the world. A better world. A world of love, compassion, abundance, of greater equality, and greater balance. And then everybody joined in. The people that present the programs joined in, and the people that choose to listen joined in, because they know that's where we're all headed. It goes beyond our understanding because we think it's invisible and it doesn't affect anything at all. Well, it affects a whole lot. It strengthens our great holistic energetic hologram. So, stay on your perch. Things will get pretty wild pretty fast. Don't assume everything is the truth. Plan for yourself, knowing that our financial system is under a radical shift. It's best to have some of God's money, gold and silver. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of tonight's program. We have a wonderful meditation, and we're going to listen to our William Vitalis sing, "Come to Me, My Lord." Just close your eyes and listen to it, and open that little heart, that little power mind, you know, the one that brings you the truth. I'll be back next week with more information for you. I send you love and peace, and I wish you well. Don't get out there. Go within. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Every fear, come to me.
life your very home. Make this heart your rising sun. Touch my sight with grace. I'll see you in every face. All that I have I give to you.
To help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry. Out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up, come back down to the heart, and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath, send out the light. You're being lifted up again, breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension. The God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.